Chapter 18.
Once the glittery mess had been cleaned up and the confused audience corralled back inside to their seats, the Glammy Awards went off without another hitch. It turned out to be the beautiful night of music and celebration that every pony had been hoping for. Each nominee had the chance to perform his or her musical menagerie songs, with a bit of residual glitter, to much applause. The long hours they'd logged in rehearsal were evident. Each performance was stunning in its own way and still appeared as a cohesive art piece. No pony was quite sure whether the glitter golem had been a fancy magical effect for the purpose of the show or if it was indeed real. But it didn't matter either way. By the end of the show, Jazzhoof was beaming with pride at his masterpiece. And though Pinkie Pie couldn't speak for any pony in charge, she was pretty sure he was here to stay as host and director for many years to come. After the performances, it was finally time to announce the award winners of the evening. The silver ballot boxes worked perfectly, revealing winners just as they were supposed to. No more monsters. Ritzy Rose even took home her first Glammy for Best Live Summer Sun Celebration Performance. And Hoity Toity was very smug about the fact that Feather Bangs shocked every pony by sweeping many categories, boasting a rookie record of 6 awards by the end of the night. He wouldn't let Photo Finish hear the end of it. Finally, it was the big moment. Pinkie Pie held her breath in giddy anticipation as Jazzhoof trotted on stage with the last silver box. "And the Pop Pony of the Year is..." Jazzhoof stomped his hooves on the ground, and the audience followed along, creating a rumble that shook the walls. "Songbird Serenade!" After the curtain had fallen and the celebratory sparkling juice toasts had been made, Songbird and Pinkie noticed Lyra and Bon Bon trying to slip out the backstage door without so much as a goodbye. Crown Piece was with the duo, but she was smiling, so everything seemed to be okay.
"Hey!"
Pinkie Pie bounded over, Songbird in tow.
"Where are you ponies going? Party's just getting started!"
Pinkie tried to pass them a glass of juice, but they held up their hooves in protest. "Pinkie, Songbird, Operation Pandora was successful, thanks to you two. But our work here is done," Bon Bon said with a slight nod, which was the unofficial salute of the agency. "And don't worry. We're just taking Crown Piece to SMILE headquarters for some debriefing, and then she's free to come back and work as Songbird's assistant for as long as she likes." Lyra nudged Pinkie with a laugh.
"We can't have any pony knowing how to steal and use a Pandora box. That's top secret information."
Pinkie furrowed her brow.
"But Songbird and I know how to open it."
"Do you?"
Lyra said with a sly smirk as she opened a shiny compact mirror. The light caught in Pinkie's and Songbird's eyes. All of a sudden, things seemed very fuzzy. Pinkie and Songbird found themselves standing by a doorway and staring at the handle.
What were we talking about again?
Pinkie Pie scratched her head and searched Songbird's face for clues.
"You know, it's the funniest thing. I don't remember," Songbird mused. She stared at the door handle, but nothing came to mind. How strange.
"Oh, well, guess it wasn't important,"
Pinkie shrugged and giggled. Suddenly, a fun beat started blasting through the speakers. Pinkie couldn't help tapping her hooves. Songbird grinned.
"Come on, Pinkie. They're playing our song."
"You don't have to ask me twice."
And with that, the two new pals headed back to rejoin the party and dance the night away like no pony was watching. This has been a Hachette Audio production of My Little Pony, Beyond Equestria, Pinkie Pie Steps Up. Written by G.M. Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. Produced and directed by Elise Green. Recorded by Michelle Figueroa. Post-production by Chris Howerton.
My Little Pony Beyond Equestria, Pinkie Pie Steps Up, is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Hasbro and its logo, Songbird Serenade, My Little Pony, and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro and are used with permission. Copyright 2018 Hasbro, all rights reserved. My Little Pony, the movie, copyright 2017, My Little Pony Productions, LLC. Audio production copyright, 2018 Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. And any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.